With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Governor Inslee's carbon tax and low-carbon fuel standards are nothing but a scheme. That's what Representative Jacqueline Maycumber told Seattle radio station KLFE. The Republican from Republic says it's nothing but a money grab.
The carbon tax has everything to do with revenue and nothing to do with the environment. So it's really nice that the governor is running a platform on taxing our existence. So taxing our food, taxing our driving, taxing our energy. Energy will be astronomical.
Maycumber says while the carbon tax does nothing for the environment, the low-carbon fuel standard will do nothing but take more of our hard-earned money.
The low-carbon fuel standard is a bill that came out of environment, so now it is in play. And what it does is forces the state of Washington to purchase biofuel. Now, this biofuel is only made in Asia because it is used with a coal-burning carbon process to make a hydrocarbon. So the only way they can do that is in Asia. So they ship stuff across the ocean with their crude oil. They burn it up and make this hydrocarbon biofuel, and then they ship it across the ocean, and then they sell it on the open market with California. So you're bidding at different rates.
Maycumber says bidding with California could push our gas prices up as much as $2 per gallon over time, which will then be passed along in the price of goods and services. Listen tomorrow for more on the proposed carbon tax. From the Ag Information Network of the West, at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been today's Fruit Grower Report.